Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Cuckoo Radio. We are talking about the ways successful people defeat procrastination. 一起聊聊成功人士如何战胜拖延。They give up. 他们会放弃。Just because you already poured hours into a project doesn't mean you need to finish it. This is known as the sunk cost fallacy. The sunk cost fallacy affects gamblers, investors, and even procrastinators. Sometimes, a project just isn't worth burning more hours over, and you ultimately need to figure out if it's time to quit.
只是因为你早已经在一个项目上花费了好几个小时，并不意味着你就必须完成它。这就是所谓的沉没成本误区。沉没成本误区对赌徒、投资者甚至拖延者都造成影响。有的时候一项任务不值得花费更多的时间，最终你需要意识到是否到了该放弃的时候。
Take a step back and figure out the reason you areprocrastinating on the project or task. Is it because it's actually not that important, or it doesn't move you closer to your big picture goal?
后退一步看看你在项目或者任务上为什么会拖延，是因为它真的不重要吗？或者是没能让你更加接近你的目标蓝图呢？
Subtraction instead of addition.Is efficient and productive. Maybe you need to focus on doing fewer things. Maybe this project you are procrastinating on is actually making you much less productive and needs to be dropped.
减法比加法更加有效。可能你需要把精力集中在少数的事情上。可能你拖延的这个项目能让你变得低效，那么你确实需要放弃它。
Okay, that's what we talk about today. The ways successful people defeat procrastination. They give up.
成功人士战胜拖延的方法，有的时候他们会选择放弃。如果说你想要听大道理学习英语，可以关注可可英语可可 Radio，或者可以在新浪微博上搜索 DJ Yuki 按下可以找到我，同时也可以添加我的个人微信 DJ 上线 UKKI， 可以在节目之后一起来学习英语哦。